here's a story from The World.
Donald J. Trump has become today the first president in U.S. history to be impeached two times. The final tally, 232 to 197 to impeach. 10 Republicans joined the Democrats in their vote. Meantime, residents of Washington, D.C. are seeing thousands of National Guard troops deployed across the Capitol to prevent violence in the days ahead, now with just a week until the inauguration of Joe Biden as the 46th president. The impeachment vote also comes exactly 1 week after the Capitol building came under violent attack by extremist supporters of President Trump. The World's Matthew Bell has this look at today's impeachment proceedings.
As things got underway this morning, the argument in favor sounded like this.
This was not a protest. This was an insurrection.
Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern opened the proceedings inside the Capitol building, which he referred to as a crime scene.
These were domestic terrorists, Mr. Speaker, and they were acting under the orders of Donald Trump.
The article of impeachment before lawmakers is just 4 pages long. It charges President Trump with incitement of insurrection against the government of the United States. Republicans argued against it. Here's Tom Cole from Oklahoma.
After the traumatic events of last week, the majority should be taking steps to unite us. Instead, they are only dividing us further. They are rushing to judgment, in my opinion, and bringing up impeachment after failing to follow any meaningful process whatsoever.
Cole condemned the attack on the Capitol. He said Trump's words from that day cannot be defended. But he told fellow members of Congress that they needed to slow down and think more clearly about the consequences of their actions. As for the Republicans' call for unity, Democrat Jim McGovern had this to say.
What happened would never have happened if everybody stood up in unity and called out the president when he was not telling the American people the truth, when he was pushing a big lie. We will never have unity without truth and also without accountability.
With Biden's inauguration next Wednesday, Republicans said Congress should move past the events of last week. But one after another, Democratic House member spoke about the urgency of the matter. They say every moment Donald Trump is in office, the nation is in danger. Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar.
We cannot simply move past this or turn the page. For us to be able to survive as a functioning democracy, there has to be accountability. We must impeach and remove this president from the office immediately so that he cannot be a threat to our democracy.
But Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says impeachment is a mistake because it just fans the flames of partisan division. He also had this to say.
That doesn't mean the president is free from fault. The president bears responsibility for Wednesday's attack on Congress by mob rioters. He should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding. These facts require immediate action by President Trump. Accept his share of responsibility, quell the brewing unrest, and ensure President-elect Biden is able to successfully begin his term.
McCarthy said the conspiracy theory that Antifa led the deadly attack on the Capitol is not true. He said there should be a fact-finding inquiry into what did happen, but he described the impeachment effort as a partisan witch hunt. The leading Republican to vote yes was Representative Liz Cheney from Wyoming. Ahead of today's debate, she said, "There's never been a greater betrayal by the President of the United States." For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.